Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome to Mind Food Radio. So as we know in Mind Food, we love talking about people's lives and careers and how they got there. And it's never too late to make a positive difference in people's lives and do something fulfilling with your career and giving back to the community. So Patrick Spicer, a student intern at the Janssen Newman Institute, a career in counselling is allowing him to do just that. Volunteering at a crisis support centre for men as part of his internship, Patrick has been able to support those facing homelessness and unemployment and even helping them form a band. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much for having me.
Now listen, tell me, what did you do before you started this counselling course?
Oh, well, look, basically I was working in an office, call centre actually for a while, so I'd already done a certain amount of counselling anyway before I even got there, but I was just basically working. I'd actually done a diploma of counselling at some point in the past, but sort of as I began to look for work in the actual field, I found that the diploma wasn't enough, so I asked around the industry, and I mean, long story short, basically the one thing I kept hearing was Janssen Newman Institute are the best to go and do this sort of degree with, so I gave them a call, and here I am now, basically.
And listen, how long's the course?
3 years. I think it's 3 years full time, 6 years part time. It's basically like a normal sort of university degree. I'm sort of really hammering away at the moment just to sort of see how fast I can kind of get through it. But I'm looking forward to actually getting out there in the field like I did in the placement I've just completed, actually.
And what would your goal be once you've completed this course? I know, you know, as I said in the intro, you're a student intern, but what is your ultimate goal?
Ultimate goal? Look, it does evolve all the time. I think, for instance, maybe the reasons I got into it for kind of went by the wayside as I began to grow as part of the course and part of the field work that I've been doing with the Janssen Newman Institute out in the field, actually in one of the agencies, has really sort of changed the way I thought about counselling and the way I thought about mental illness. And it's been a fantastic experience. So ultimate goal is to help people. That's the broad umbrella definition of what I'd like to do. But, you know, looking at some really specific areas now and basically just taking it as it goes. I still have another year or so to go, so there's a lot more learning to go. I have another placement to go as well, so hopefully that'll be with assisting the disabled to find employment and things like that. So my reasons, if you ask me this again in a year from now, I'd probably give you a completely different reason than what I'm giving you today.
Have you found some of the placement quite confronting?
It has been a challenge, and that's what I absolutely loved about it. I've gone from, as I mentioned before, a sort of work-a-day office call centre guy to putting on an enormous show for a previously homeless band of men called The Remains, which has been one of the most fantastic experiences of my life, and it's helped me grow as a person. And part of this field placement is also, apart from the benefits that, you know, others have obtained from it, is my own growth as well. I managed to sort of discover that I could push myself a lot further than I thought. So it was confronting first, because you've been reading on the theory for, you know, a year and a half, however long it takes you, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in this almost alien environment. You've never been in this environment before. And where I was doing my placement at the Ozanam Centre, it's a very, very large organisation, and they run a lot of different programs, and there's a lot of people that come into that place. So you never know what you're going to get every day. I think part of the trick of doing these sorts of things is to be as open-minded and as flexible as you possibly can. Otherwise, you would find it confronting. I think, as I mentioned, the trick is to sort of try to go with the flow and learn as much as you can along the way from others who are either already working there or volunteers as well. So it can be confronting, but I think if you go in with the right mindset, you'll be very successful.
I guess also, you know, when you perhaps go into some of those environments, it would be difficult not to judge, you know, because as society, a lot of those groups are maligned, and perhaps, you know, judgment calls are being made around some of these groups even before you walk in there. Did you find that hard at all? Like, did it really confront some issues?
For me personally, I can't say that I went in there with a very sort of judging mentality. Just in my life, I've actually, in my personal life, I guess, you know, I grew up in the music industry, and I've seen a lot of, you know, people go by the wayside, or unfortunately, you know, possibly worse as well. So I'd already sort of been around that kind of environment previously in my life. The thing is, when I tell people that, you know, what I'm doing, where I'm interning, they give you that, oh, that must be hard.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is that, especially as part of my internship with this particular group of men that form the band, I've never met in my life a more hardworking, dedicated, enthusiastic bunch of guys playing music ever. And I've been in and out of the music industry for over 20 years. Mm. So people might think that, you know, people do may have, you know, preconceived notions of homeless people. There are a lot of factors that make these people homeless. It's not just laziness. It's not they just wake up one day and say, I don't want to work anymore. It's nothing like that. And that is something that you do learn by doing these field placements. One thing I'm extremely thankful for is the opportunity that the Janssen Newman Institute gave me to go into this place. And now I've discovered more about the field than I ever thought I would. Mm. But despite what society as a whole, quote unquote, may believe, a lot of the men in there and women as well. I was also teaching or helping to run a life skills program as well, which was CV writing and discovering employability skills. And you know, these people are extremely keen. They're very, very dedicated. They're very enthusiastic about getting themselves back into work and become, you know, what we as a whole would term as a functioning member of society. But they do battle with those preconceived notions a lot about, yeah. You know, if they say that they were homeless, you know, people's alarm bells can go off.
Yeah. In terms of your advice to others who dream of, I guess, making a change, mm-hmm. and haven't yet, what's your advice?
Just do it. That's basically what I did. I was working in an office for 10 years with reasonable levels of success. I became a manager. I was running a team of 25 people. I just found that I had that feeling within me that something more could happen in my life. So I just sat down one night, had a look at what was available to me. And basically just acted on it. I think if you keep putting something, you think to yourself, I want to do counseling, I want to help people, I have these feelings of, you know, altruism, and I'd like to help somebody out. Oh, but yeah, maybe not now, I'll wait 6 months, and then, you know, once I pay off the TV or whatever, the car. I think the best thing you can do is just do it. If you have the fire and you have that feeling that you want to genuinely make a difference in people's lives, don't hesitate. The industry needs more people like that.
Mm. And listen, tell us about, just quickly, the Janssen Newman Institute. What do they specialize in?
Well, the course that I'm doing is called the Bachelor of Applied Social Science. And there are three streams of it. There's HR, social services, and counseling. And I'm obviously involved in the counseling stream. So you learn a lot about the modalities of counseling. You learn a lot about theory, mediation theory. You also do a lot of counseling workshops where you sort of go and you know, the modalities are discussed. But one of the best things about it is, and what I really loved about this particular course, what attracted me to it, and I think why Janssen Newman has this great reputation in the industry, is that they do these amazing fieldwork placements. So I have really good relationships with a lot of agencies around town and, you know, interstate as well, and if you know, whatever your interest might be, they may have a placement for you. So And even if they don't have a relationship with that place, quite often they can do the groundwork for you as well and get in touch with them and see how open they would be to having an intern. So that's what I really love about it. It's not just the theory. It's not just people sitting around and reading. you don't just sit around and read theory all the time and then sort of think, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
You do actually have those opportunities to go into the deep end and see what you can do, which is absolutely fantastic.
Great. Well, look, thanks for being on the show today, Patrick.
It's a pleasure.
It's always interesting talking to people who particularly have made a change in their life, you know, a real change of focus. And it's good to see that it's working for you.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's been a fantastic journey so far. And I just can't wait to see what's around the corner, actually.
Get out there.
It's going to be really good.
Good stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
For more details about the Janssen Newman Institute, you can visit www.jni.edu.au or go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.